Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Lamed Dalid. We are holding on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. We are at, where are we at in Daf Lamed Gimel Beis? Va'af Rabbi Yoshia Dimin Usha, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, called the Basim Chala Shalom. Also by the Gross family, Lizecha Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Herzka, Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, Nisham Shem Aliyah. Also by Mindy and Henry Olinsky, Lizecha Nishmas, Mindy's father, Chaim Abba Ben Yosef, the Nisham Shem Aliyah, and by the Shulman family, for the yard side of Mr. Joel Shulman, Yoel Tzvi, Ben Aaron Ruvain, the Nisham Shem Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsors. Sponsorship. So what we're going to do today is the following. First, we were in the middle of discussing two different machlokos between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi, and we were trying to figure out who paskins one way in one machlokas and the other way in the other machlokas. So we're going to demonstrate that af Rabbi Yoshia Diminusha, that Rabbi Yoshia Diminusha also holds like Rabbi in one machlokas and like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the other machlokas, meaning the two machlokas were about bitlo mevutal or bitlo eno mevutal, that once we have a takana that you're not allowed to be mevatal get shalo b'fnei ashliach, shalo b'fnei isha, by just going to a random set of two or three people and being mevatel the get. And once we said you're not allowed to do that, if you do that, does it work? Is it mevutel or not? So Rabbi Yoshia is going to have a stance on that machlokas. And we also had a machlokas, if you say kulcha, if you go to a group of 10 people and appoint them to write and give the get, and then you're mevatel in front of two of them, does that work? So that too was a machlokas, and we're going to have a psak of Rabbi Yoshia, the minusha, on that machlokas as well. Then the primary discussion of Amud Aleph is going to be a machlokas between Abaye and Rava about Gilui Das on Bitul Haget. Let's say a person is not formally Mevatel Haget, but he makes it pretty clear that he wants to be Mevatel Haget, and he doesn't, it's not just Dvarim Shebelev. He says something that indicates to us that he wants to be Mevatel Haget, but he doesn't say Batelu. He doesn't say something that formally is mevatalit. So is a gilui das enough for a bitul haget? So the Gemara is going to bring one source for Rava. Rava is going to say mina aminala, and he's going to bring a source for his idea, and two for Abaye. Abaye is going to say mina aminala, and Rava is going to have a response to it. So again, he's going to say mina aminala. Where do I get my idea? And then the Gemara is going to put a bow on the whole sugya by paskening la halacha in all of the various machlokos that we had in the sugya, and it has a very clever way of summarizing all of the machlokos, hilchsa kenachman, hilchsa kenachman, vilchsa kenachmani, and through that reveals to us how we paskin in all of these machlokos that we've been talking about. Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph starts to deal with the sugya of how to write names in the get. We have to account for the possibility that you have a person who's known by one name in one location and another name in another location. And Gittin, were, as we keep saying, Gittin was something that is very likely to be sent from one location to another location. So how do we account for that? And that too involved the takana of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. So that seems to be the theme over here, is that we're going through various takanos. And the raya that's the theme is that the following Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, which we may or may not get to today, quotes another takana of Rabbi Gamliel that talks about collecting Ksubas Almana from Yisomim, which isn't directly related to Gittin really, but it's just another takana of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, and that's going to lead us into the takana of Hillel HaZaken, the takana of Prosbul, which is going to be a whole sugya. So let's begin with the with Va'af Rabbi Yoshia on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So Va'af Rabbi Yoshia Demin Usha Savar Chadok Rabbi V'Chadok Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yoshia Demin Usha also holds in one of the these machlokos like Rabbi, and the other one like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. How do I know that? Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Chamisha Savi Avinon. There were five. We were one. I was one of five zakenim. We were five zakenim. Kamed Rabbi Yoshia Demin Usha. They were sitting in front of Rabbi Yoshia Demin Usha. Asa Ugavra Kamei, and a certain person came in front of him to discuss the case of his wife who wanted a get, and it was one of the cases where we forced the Baal to be Megaresh Es Ishto, Va'ashkle Gita Al Korche, and therefore we took the get from him bal karcho, meaning we forced him until he said rotza ani to be megarish her, and he said he told these five zakenim to write a get for his wife. Now the very issue of forcing a man to write a get for his wife, forcing man to give a get to his wife, is a very complicated sugya. Get ma'usa is problematic. We're not going to put a kofen al sachi amarotzani on the other hand. So we'll get into those sugyas later on in the Masechta. But we're assuming for the purposes of our Gemara, as Rashi points out, that the case is the guy was madir esishto milahanoslo or some other type of situation where it says in Masechas Ksubas Tavayin that yotzi v'yitin ksuba, that he's obligated to divorce her and to give a ksuba, and therefore it's one of these cases where in some way we're able to apply force in order to extract the get from this fellow. So Amarlan, Sarab Yoshia, who was leading the charge over here, told us, Zilu Atmaru, go quickly hide so that the husband won't be able to find you. Because he just told all of you, all five of you, that you're a shluchim for this get. If he's able to find you, he could be mevatel the get. And we just got to get out of him. We don't want him to be mevatel the get. V'kisvulah, and then go and write a get for the wife. V'salka daitach kerebi. But if you understand that in the machlokas, whether bitol shalom b'fnei ashliach, whether it's mevutal or not, that we paskin like Rebbe, that bitol mevutal, meaning that we know that there is a takana that you're not allowed to be mevatel the get by going over to people who are neither the isha nor the shliach. But if you did it, Rebbe holds that it's still going to be mevutal. So if you hold the man still has the power to be mevatel, kimitri mayhavi, what does it help that they're going to hide? The guy will still be able to be mevatel shalom b'fneim. He'll just pull aside two or three people and be mevatel the get in front of two or three random people. Must be that Rabbi Yoshia de Menusha holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in that machlokas about bitlo mevutol, bitlo einu mevutol, and therefore he holds bitlo einu mevutol. So the only way the husband could be mevatel the get is by finding the isha or by finding these shluchim. So as long as you hide from him and make sure he doesn't find you, this get is going to remain intact. And if you can assume that in the second machlokas, whether you're allowed to be mevatel in front of a portion of the shlichim, that Rabbi Yoshia holds, Kram Shumung Amliel, that you're only allowed to be mevatel in front of all of the shlichim, that you need them all in the same place to be mevatel them, to Salam Aluhu Etmuru. Why would he have to advise all these shlichim to hide? There's a better etzah. The guy, if he wants to be mevatel the get, needs to have all of them in one place. So you don't have to tell him to hide. Much easier. Tell them to just spread out. You go to one city, you go to another city. He'll never find all of you in the same place, so he'll never be able to mivatel bifnei kulam. So elish mamina. So must be that Rabbi Yoshia holds chada kerebi v'chada kerem shemung amliel. That in the one machlokas of the case when you point 10 shluchim, that you're able to be mevatel some of them shalom b'fnei the others. That way, in that machlokas, he paskins like Rebbe, that you can be mevatel some and not in front of the others. And that's why they all had to hide, and spreading out and scattering was not going to be enough, because he would still be able to mevatel it, even if you were to find just some of them. But in the other machlokas, about if you're bitl mevutel or eino mevutel, he paskins like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that eino mevutel. So there you see that Rabbi Yoshia de Menusha also splits the psak on these two machlokas. V'rava Amar Rav Nachman halacha karebi b'shtehen, that we in fact paskin like Rebbe in both of these machlokas. So ask the Gemara, how could Rav Nachman paskin like Rebbe that if you're mevatel shalom b'fanav that it's mevutal? The less say the Rav Nachman makoch beis in Yafa. What does Rav Nachman not hold of the svara that went against Rebbe? The svara was makoch beis in Yafa, meaning what happened? Rav Gamliel made a takana that you cannot be mevatel shalom b'fnei the isha, shalom b'fnei the shliach. And Rebbe comes along and says, you can't, you shouldn't, you're not a nice guy, you're doing something wrong, but if you did it, it still works. The taina against Rebbe was, well, then you're taking all the teeth out of the takana. What was the point of the takana if you're still going to be able to do it? So we're assuming that if you apply that svara, in the question at least, we're assuming that if you apply that svara of makoach bezin yafa in one context, you apply it in every context. that whenever there's a takana, if you're not going to give the teeth to the takana, then the whole takana would fall away, and therefore it doesn't make sense to do a takana, you know, in a halfway kind of way. We have to give the takana the fullest power possible. So you want to tell me you pasken like Rebbe, which means that you don't give a takana the fullest power possible, that you don't say makoch based in Yafa, v'ha'amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel, but the very same Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel in an entirely different context, that Yisomim Shabo Lachlok B'nichse Avien, that if you have Yisomim Ketanim, Rashi says, that come to divide their father's estate, based in Ma'amidin, an apotropos, based in appoints for them an apotropos, meaning not one apotropos for all of them, each of them gets a representative, so someone who's there to look out for their best interest to make sure that they don't get a raw deal, uborin lahen chelek yafa, and their apotropos makes sure that they get a chelek yafa, because each apotropos is appointed to make sure that the yasam that they represent is as good a portion as all the other yisomim are getting. So even though the yisomim themselves are not b'nei das, they're not a bar das to be cholik bi'atzmam, to decide to divide the estate on their own and to make a proper division, the apotropsim represent them. But then higdilu, if the yisomim get older, when the yisomim get older, yichol nimchos, they can make a macha'a on this chalukah that the apotropos did for them. They say, this apotropos, I had a lousy apotropos, he didn't represent my interest properly, and this is not in fact in my best interest. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis explains that this is not talking about a case where Beis Din made a mistake in the chalukah. The chalukah was a proper chalukah, but this Yisomim still have the zuchus when they get older to make a macha'a beruchos, that they could say, if a guy who received a portion in the northern side of the property could say, I prefer the southern side of the property, that's more to my liking, even though it's a matter of taste. And you know, as a 4-year-old, when we were representing him, he didn't have any taste. We have no idea what his tastes would be. He could still be, so they didn't do a bad job, but still they could still make a macha'a. Rav Nachman Didei, and Rav Nachman's own shita in disagreeing with Shmuel, first was Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, that higdilu yichol nimchos. But Rav Nachman himself said, Rav Nachman Didei Amar higdilu ein yichol nimchos, that when they get older, they're not able to make a macha on the apotropos. And dim kein ma koach beis din yafa, because if you give them the right to make a macha'a, then what's the whole point of the apotropsim? I mean, you're going to make these apotropsim that are going to divide the estate, and then they could just undo whatever the apotropsim did. So that's not right. So you see that Rav Nachman holds this svara of makoach based in Yafa. I mean, that's why he says that the Yisomim are not able to make a macha'a. So how can he paskin like Rebbe, who holds that if you're mevatel the get shalom b'fnei ashliach against the takana of Rebbe Gamliel that the get is mevutal, why isn't he worried about makoach based in Yafa in the case of Bittul HaGet? Sans the Gemara, just because you hold Makoch Bezin Yafa in one context doesn't mean you're going to hold Makoch Bezin Yafa in every context, that the two are different. Hasam, when it comes to the Yisomim dividing the estate, Mamona, that's a matter of money. Hacha Isura by Bittul HaGet Shelo B'fnei HaShliach, the issue is the Isra of Eishes Ish, because Min HaTorah the get is batel, and the woman receives it, she's an Eishes, and if the woman receives it, she's still an Eishes Ish, and the question is, do we do Hafka'as Kiddushin in order to be matir her to get remarried? So Rav Nachman holds that even though Lagabi Chalukas Yisom, we say the Svar of Makoach Bezin Yafa, and that causes that we're never going to be mevatel this chalukah, because that's a monetary matter. So the chamim could move money around from one person to the other. That's a principle called hefker beis and hefker. But when it comes to bittul haget, the chamim are going to be mesakein that it's not going to be batel and that she's going to be muteris liolam. So that means that they're activating the very rarely used mechanism of hafka'as kiddushin. Rabbanon are much more eager to use hefker beis and hefker than they are to use hafka'as kiddushin. So So Makoch Bezin Yafa is not enough reason to activate that principle of Hafka'as Kiddushin. So that's why we'll apply Makoch Bezin Yafa if all Makoch Bezin Yafa is going to do is cause us to activate Hefker Bezin Hefker, but we're not going to apply Makoch Bezin Yafa if it's going to force us to activate the principle of Hafka'as Kiddushin. Okay, so now we move on to a new sugya, and that is the sugya of Gilui Das Beget, meaning a person is not Mevatel Get explicitly, but we could see, based on what he says, based on what he does, that he doesn't want this get to be there anymore. He doesn't want this get to be functioning anymore. So we're going to have a machlokas Abai and Rava, and Raya's in either direction. So it starts with the Maisa. Gidl bar Re'ilai, Shadle Gidl de Bitu. This fellow, Gidl bar Re'ilai, sent to get to his wife through Shliach. Azel Shlicha, the Shliach went to give her the get. And he found that she was sitting there and weaving. She was busy doing something. So he says, hello, it's special delivery. I have a get ready to deliver. So Amrla, Hagitech, she says, he says, special delivery, I have your get. So Amrla, she says to the Shliach, Zil Hashtami of Asalamachar. I'm very happy to receive it. I'm just very busy right now. It's not a good time for me. Come back tomorrow at the same time, and I'll be more ready to receive it. So Azal Gabe, the Shliach went back to Gidl Barra Ilai. And he told him, look, I didn't give the get yet. You're not yet divorced. So Pasach va'amar. So Gidl bar Ilai said, ah, Baruch HaTova Ametiv. That's normally a bracha that a person makes on a Shmua Tova when he says Baruch HaTova Ametiv. The Mishnah says in brachos, Al Basurus Tovos Omer Baruch HaTova Ametiv. So apparently this was good news. So it sounds like, why was it good news for him that the get was not delivered? Apparently he didn't want the get to be delivered, and he's happy that it didn't go through. So now you have Machlok Samarayim. Abai Omer Baruch HaTova Ametiv V'lo Batal Gita. Abai says, even though he said Baruch HaTova Ametiv, it's not enough to be Mevatel the get. He wasn't actually being Mevatel the get, so the Shliach can still go and deliver the get the next day. Rava Amar Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv U'Batel Gita. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv means, I don't want this get to work anymore. I acted too quickly by sending the Shliach, and I'm glad that it didn't go through. And then by saying that he's glad that it didn't go through, he's being Mevatel the get. So B'mai Kamifugi, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Abaye and Rava, whether Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv is considered a Bitul HaGet? B'Gilui Daita, B'Gita, Kamifugi, they're arguing whether a Gilui Das of the Baal, that he doesn't want this Shlichus of the Nesinas HaGet, works in order to be Mevatel the get. The din that we hold varm shablev einam devarim, that which a person thinks doesn't have any koach if he doesn't say a bepiv. So Abaye holds that kolzman that he's not motzi bepiv befeirush, that he's being mevatel the get, even though he already decided in his heart to be mevatel the get, and he did something to be megala that which was in his heart. Still, Dvarm Shablev and Dvarm, that would still fall in the category of Dvarm Shablev. That's how Tosfos really explains Shitas Abaye. Whereas Rava holds, no, Dvarm Shablev is where everything remains belev. But if he actually said something where he was Megaladas, even though he didn't say it beferish, and the explicit statement remained belev, that's not called Dvarm Shablev anymore. Meaning this is not, Tosfos really explains, this is not a totally separate sugya from Dvarm Shablev. This is a machlokas about the parameters of Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev Reinim Dvarim. What if the words never explicitly came out, but they came out implicitly, and they only remained explicit in the lev? So Abaye Savar Gilu Daita Begita Lav Milsi. Abaye holds it's still Dvarim Shebelev. A Gilu Das on the get doesn't do anything. It's not Mevatel the Shlichus. Verava Savar Gilu Daita Begita Milsi. And Rava holds that a Gilu Das on the get is significant, and it does work to be Mevatel the get. So now each Rava and Abaye are going to bring a raya to their position. Rava brings one raya, Abaye brings two. So I'm Rava Mina Aminila. Where do I get the idea that Gilui Das, that you don't want the Shlichus of get, works to be Mevatel the get? He says, I learned it from a Maisa Shaya. So Rav Sheshes Ashle Gita Lahu Gavra Bal Karche. Rav Sheshes took a get from a particular person, Bal Karche, meaning he forced the person to write a get to his wife. Varmalu Lusadi, and the husband said to the witnesses after he appointed them, Bal Karche, that Hachi Amar Luchu Rav Sheshes, I heard that Rav Sheshes said to you, Li Batel Gita, that this get should be batal. Meaning, it was a funny way of saying it. The fellow didn't say, I am being mevatel the get. The fellow said, I overheard Rav Shesha saying that he doesn't want this get. Rav Shesha was the one that forced him to give the get in the first place. He said, I overheard Rav Shesha saying that he wasn't happy about this get. Va'atzri Rav Shesha's Gita Achrin. Rav Shesha says, we need to write a new get now. You see, I mean, we need to convince him again and get a get out of him. And you see from here that even though the fellow didn't say that he himself is being mevatel the get, he only said it in the name of Rav Shesha's, but he's being megaladas that he doesn't want this get to work. So Rav Shesha's thought that's enough of a bitul get. So you see that gilui das works even though the guy was not mevatel beferish. So Abaye holds that gilui das does not work to be mevatel get. How does he explain that maisa with Rav Shesha's? Why does Rav Shesha's require a new get? Other Rav Sheshes mevatel gita din shiava. What is Rav Sheshes mevatel gita of other people? The bittul can't be done by Rav Sheshes. The bittul can only be done by the baal. So when the baal said in the name of Rav Sheshes that the get should be batel, it's even a gilui das. We didn't say that he himself is. It's not even a gilui das. And certainly the reason the get is batel has nothing to do with gilui das. Why then was the get batel? I mean, Rav Sheshes can't be mevatel it. The husband didn't even really have a gilui das because he never expressed his own das. He only said something in the name of Rav Sheshes. No, really, the situation was Ihu Betla, the guy himself was mevatel get beferush before he said this quote of Rav Sheshes. And the fact that he said that Rav Sheshes was mevatel the get mishum de panoi, that he was choshesh that people that appointed that Rav Sheshes appointed to beat him up if he's mevatel the get. So he said that Rav Sheshes said not to beat me up, meaning he Rav Sheshes had to force him to give the get. So he knew that if he's mevatel this get, he's going to get in a lot of trouble. So he knows that it's likely that people are going to come after him and start being makim, start giving him all sorts of beatings if he's mevatel the get. So he told them, I am hereby being mevatel the get, and don't beat me up. That's on Rav Sheshes' authority that you're not supposed to beat me up. So the fact that the get was batel and Rav Sheshes required another get is not because of gilui das works. It's because the husband was mevatel beferush. So there's no raya from this case about gilui das beget. So that was Rava's attempted raya and Abaye's response. So now Abaye gives his two rayas. V'amar Abaye mina aminava. First raya of Abaye, where do I know that gilui das, that you don't want the shlichus of the get, doesn't work to be mevatel the get? Oh, I learned it from a Meisah Shaya. Rav Yehuda Ashkele Gita L'Chasani Rav Yirmiyah Bira'a. Rav Yehuda took a get from the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyah Bira'a and Ubatle. And then the guy went, the husband went, and it was mevatel the get. So Tana Ashkele Ubatle. So Rav Yehuda forced him again a second time to give a get. And again, the fellow was mevatel it. Hadar Tana, a third time, he forced him to give a get. Ashkele Al Karchei. And he forced him to give get for Amaluhu Lasadi, and Rav Yehuda said to the witnesses that the husband had appointed to write the get again against his will for the third time. So this was not an easy case that he was dealing with. So now Rav Yehuda told the witnesses, Osivu Karibu Unaihu, here I have this great invention that you should utilize. They're called earplugs. Take these earplugs, put them in your ears, because the guy keeps being mevatel the get. If you do not hear any evil, then the get will not be mevatel. Just put it in your ears, and then write the get for his wife. So if the husband wants to be mevatel the get, then he won't be able to be mevatel the get, because their ears will be closed. They will not hear the bittul. So Abaye says, you see from here, the gilui das of the husband, that he's not interested in the get, doesn't work, because can't he be megala das even if the edom are wearing earplugs? I mean, he can communicate in other ways. So v'yisal kadai to gilui dai to begita milsihi. If the old gilui das of the get works to be mevatel the shlichus, even though they're wearing earplugs, but they see that he's all animated and he's making no signs and like this, and he's telling them. So obviously he wants the get to be batel. V'Rava, and Rava who holds a gilui das by get works. How's he going to explain this ma'isa that Rav Yehuda told them that if you don't hear, then you don't have to worry about it, and don't worry about the fact that the husband is running after you? Haide kadrat pasrayu, because there are other ways to interpret the fact that he's running after them. Da'amr luhu could be interpreted to be saying, Ashur, yeah, go ahead, like he's cheering them on to go do it. Give it quickly so that my tsar will be over already, that at this awful chapter of my life will be over already. The tsar, Bepashlis, is referring to the tsar of the giving of the get, and he just wants her to be divorced so that that tsar will stop. Some sofer. So what do you mean? What sort of tsar is there that they're not from the fact that they're not giving the get? So he says you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, who holds back in yesterday's daf that if a husband is over on the takana from Gamliel and he's mivatel the get shelo b'fnei shliach haget, that it's in fact going to be batel. And Rabbi Yehuda was worried that he was choshesh that the husband is going to go and be mivatel shelo b'fnei edim, and the bittel would actually be a good bittel. And because of that, he didn't let him leave the place that that he was in until the get was actually given. Meaning, he kept the husband in his sight the entire time. He says, "You're not allowed to leave here until this get is delivered." That's the tsar. The tsar is that we locked him up. We told him he's not allowed to go anywhere because we're choshish for the shita of Rebbe that if you're mevatel the get shelo b'fnayim, that the get is in fact mevutel. So that's the tsara dahu gavra. So that's how Rava responds to Abaye's raya. So Amar Abaye says, "Okay, I got another raya. Mina aminullah. How do I know gilei das that you're not interested in the shlichus of the get does not work to be mevatel the get from another meiser shaya?" Dalhu, Damerlu, there was a person that went to a distant location, and before he went, he gave a get to his wife, and he was not megarisher at the Shas Nesinas get. Rather, he said that Ilo Asina Talsin Yomin Lahavigita, that this get should only be operative after 30 days. If I don't come within 30 days, so he made it tonight in the Gerishin, that it's only if he doesn't come within 30 days. So Asa, he came within 30 days, but Upaske Mabra, the river, there was no ferry across the river. So we see him right there on the other side of the river, but he hasn't arrived, and the 30 days are about to, the clock is about to strike, that 30 days are up. So Amalu, he says to the people standing on the other side of the river, Chazud Asai, look, I came, it's just that I'm an onus, and I can't get to the other side of the river to go back to my original location. Vamar Shmuel, lo shmei masya, Shmuel says, no, you didn't come, and therefore the woman is mugureshes, the get is activated. So you see, a gilui das doesn't work to be mevatel get, because even though he was megala, his das that he doesn't want the get to be chal because he said chazuda asai. So afal pikein Shmuel said that the get is going to be chal because that's not considered that he actually came. So v'rava, and Rava holds that gilui das does work by a get. Atu asam levetuli gita bayi. Yes, he was megala das over there, but was he being megala das that he's trying to be mevatel get? He was being megala das that he thought he was mekayim the tanai, and adrab that wasn't to be mevatel get. He's saying, I know that the get is still an active get, and that's why I'm showing you that I was mekayim my tanai of coming back within 30 days, and that's mevatel get v'lo mekayim tanai. But he wasn't mekayim his tanai. So this has nothing to do with gilei das in a more general sense. Now the Gemara brings stories that where the din is tali in this machlokas Abaye and Rava, where the gilei das works to be mevatel get. So who? There was a person who gave a get to his wife, and that after Kiddushin, but before they had Nisuin. So Dharma Luhu, he said to the people that were there at the time of the Nisina Seget, Ilo Nisivna Tlasin Yom Navigita, if I don't go through with the Nisuin within 30 days, then let this be a good get. I'm not going to string her along forever. I know she's waiting to complete the marriage. So within 30 days, if I don't follow through and actually have a Nisuin, then the get should be a valid get. Kimat Tlasin Yom, 30 days arrived. Amr Luhu Hatarichna, he says, look, it's been so hard to get to book a hall on such short notice, and I couldn't do it. I'm trying. So the fact that I didn't marry her was an onus, and therefore the get should not be chal. So the Maynechushla, why would we say that the get should not be chal? Imishum onsa, if it was because it was an onus that he didn't marry her because he was so tarred with the tzarchei nisuin, that's not a taina. Ain onus begitten. The taina of onus doesn't help to be mevatel get. So since the tanai was fulfilled that he didn't marry her within 30 days, I don't care that it was ba'ones, the tanai was fulfilled. And imishum guliya daita begita, and if you want to say that it shouldn't be chal, because he's saying that by saying that he doesn't want to, that the fact that he didn't marry her was only because of an ones, that he was tarud b'tzarchei nisuin, and because of that, the get should not be chal. So it seems like he's telling us that he doesn't want to be divorced, so that's a gilui das, that he doesn't want the get to be operative. So gilui das begita. Well, that's Plutat Abaye v'Ravahu. That's Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether Gilei Das Beget works or not. And so what, that it's Plutat Abaye v'Rava? Rava is the one that holds holds that Gilui Das Beget works. So, no, but we paskin like Abaye that Gilui Das Beget does not work. And therefore, the get is going to be kaim. So there's no reason to be mevatel this get, since at the end of the day, we paskin like Abaye. Meaning, normally we always work with the assumption we paskin like Rava, but this is one of the Yal Kigam. Gilui Das Beget is the gimel of Yal Kigam. So therefore, there's no reason to be mevatel this get. Another maisa that's tali in this machlok is Abaye and Rava. Hahudam luhu. There was a guy that gave a get to his wife that was, again, after Kiddushin, before Nisuin, and he said to those people who were there at the time of the Nisinus Get, Ilona Sivna Laresh Yarcha Da'adar La'Vigita. If I don't marry her between now and Rosh Chodesh Adar, then let the get be Chal and let her be Megureshes. Okay, we mentioned Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh, that's a Dafyomi coincidence. Okay, it's not Rosh Chodesh Adar, but still. So he says, if I don't marry her by Rosh Chodesh Adar, so then let her be Megureshes. Kimat Laresh Yarcha Da'adar, when Rosh Chodesh Adar came, he still hadn't married her. So Amalu, another Reish Yarchad Denisa Namri. He said, if I would have, I thought that I said that if I don't marry until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the get should be Chal. And that's why I didn't marry her yet. I forgot. I remember I said Rosh Chodesh. I forgot which Rosh Chodesh I said. Had I realized that I said Rosh Chodesh Adar, of course I would have gotten married already. So the Maynechushla, well, why should we assume that this get is not Chal? Imishim Ones, you can say, oh, it's an Ones. He forgot. Well, Ein Ones Begitten. The Tainus Ones does not prevent a get from being Chal. Imishim Kliyadaita, if just by the virtue of the fact that he's telling us that that had I realized I would have married her and I'm not interested in this get being chal, that counts as gilui das, well, pluta davai v'rava, that's machlok sabai and rava, and we pass like abai, because this is one of the yal kigam, and therefore such a gilui das is not going to work to be mvatal the get is still kayam. So there's no reason whatsoever to be mvatal this get, and she is mugureshah. So now the Gemara puts a bow on the whole sugya. And the Gemara says, how do we paskin in all of the things that we discussed? So number one, hilchsa kin nachman. We paskin like Rav Nachman, the bitul shalom b'fnei ha-shliach could be done even in front of two people, even though Rav Sheshes disagreed and held that the bittul has to be done in front of three people, meaning on a Doraisa level, before Takanas Shlomo Gamliel. How many people do you need to be mevatel to get in front of? So we paskin like Nachman that it's in front of two people. V'hilchasak in Nachman. And we paskin like the second thing Rav Nachman says, which covers two other machlokos, which is that we paskin like Rebbe in both of the other machlokos, meaning both that which Rebbe said, that if you're mevatel to get Shalom b'fnei ha-shliach, even after the Takanas Shlomo Gamliel, it's mevutal. He's not interested in the svara of Makoch Beis and Yafa, and that's against Rav Shlomo Gamliel, who says that if you mevatel shalom b'fnei ha-shliach, that ain't no mevutal. And we also pass on that, Rabbi, that if you tell 10 people kis v'get l'ishti, you could be mevatel the shlichus of one of the shlichim shalom b'fnei the other shlichim, and that's also against Rav Shlomo Gamliel, who holds that no, you need to be mevatel b'fnei kulam. And v'chsa kinachmani, and we pass on that, Rabbi, that kilidas doesn't work to be mevatel a get. The Rashi explains that the reason he's called Nachmani was because Rabba Bar Nachmani, which was the Rabba that's normally mentioned in Shas, raised Abaye as a Yosom in his house, and he taught him Torah, and he changed his name to Nachmani to name him after his father, because he was Rabba Bar Nachmani, so he figured to honor his father, he would call him Nachmani. So the Aruch writes in the name of the Gaonim that the opposite is true. His name was actually Nachmani, because Abaye was was a nephew of Rabba Bar Nachmani, so it was a family name. That was his actual name, and he was named after his grandfather, Rabba's father. And Rabba didn't want to call him by that name constantly. He didn't want to always be saying the name Nachmani because he thought it was a violation of Kibarav. So he would call him Abaye, which is similar in Lashon Aramis to the word Avi, as if he's saying my miniature father. And the reason he didn't want to call him constantly by the name Nachmani, the Be'er Sheva writes in Maseches Arios, because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Mamrim that a person is allowed to call his friend by his name, even if the friend has the same name as his father, but that's dafka shalom b'fnei aviv. But b'fnei aviv, it's aser. So therefore, when Rabba's father was around, Rabba would call Abaye. Rabba wouldn't be able to call Abaye by his name Nachmani. And Be'er Sheva writes that Rashi is cholik on that din of the Rambam, and he also says there's no issue to call chaveru b'shmo even b'fnei aviv if your chaver has the same name as your father. So it turns out the machlokas, the Aruch and Rashi over here in the Metzius Hadvarim, in terms of what was his real name, was his real name Nachmani, was his real name Abaye, is machlokas la'alacha. Do we paskin that if you have a friend who has the same name as your father and your father's around, are you allowed to call your friend by that name? That might be the explanation of the Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that says that you shouldn't marry a girl that has the same name as your mother, because you're always going to be calling her by her name and your mother's always going to be around, and it could be you're setting up a constant violation of Kibbutz Av. So typically when this happens, when people do marry someone that has the same name as the parents, so they call them by two names, or they call them by, you know, they're Mishana it somewhat where it's not the same as the parents. Okay, new Mishnah. Initially, the takanas chum was that the husband would write in the get only the name that he's called in the place of the ksivas haget, and he wasn't makbid to write in the get the names that he's called in other places, in the place of the sinas haget. Shemi ro v'shemi ra, and he would write only the name of the city where the get is written, not the name of the city that the get is being given. Hiskam Ram Gamliel Azakim, then Ram Gamliel Azakim made a takana sheikosev ish ploni v'kol shum sheishlo. This man and any other name that he has. You don't have to specify the other name, but you have to at least acknowledge that he might have other names, and you want that to be covered as well. Isha plonis v'kol shum sheishla. This woman and any name that she has. Mepnei tikuna olam. Because if you don't write that he has another name, when the woman gets divorced with that get in the other place, and she wants to get remarried based on that get, the people in that city are going to be motzi laz al baneha, that they're mamzerim, because they don't know the husband by that name. Sometimes you have people that are known by one name in one place, and another name, not in a nefarious way. I have a very close friend. He's known by Josh in the place that he grew up, and he's known by Chatzkel in every other city that he ever lived in. So you have people that are just known by different names in different places. Some Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shalchu Lei B'nei Medina Siyam L'Rav Gamliel. The B'nei Medina Siyam sent to Rav Gamliel, B'nei Adam Abayim Misham L'Kan. People who come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Shmo Yosef V'korin Lo Yochanan. His name in Eretz Yisrael is Yosef. In Bavel we call him Yochanan. Or Yochanan V'korin Lo Yosef. Or the opposite, right? In Eretz Yisrael is Yochanan, and above they call him Yosef. Heich Megarish Noshel Sayin. How are they Megarish their wives in Eretz Yisrael? Which name should they write in the get? The chashash is that the shliach doesn't come to Eretz Yisrael to Megarish the Isha, and the Bezin is not going to recognize the name that he has by Medina Siam, and they're going to say, this isn't her get. So Amr Ramliel, the Hiskin, Ramliel got up and he made a takana, she calls an Ish Ploni, v'kol shum sheyeshlo. Isha Plonis, v'kol shum sheyeshla, mepnei tikuna olam. That's all on account of Tikkun HaOlam. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim. We know all of this already, meaning it said this in the Mishnah already, that this is done mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. So the Ran quotes Yesh Mefarshim that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband or the wife has one name in the Makom HaKsiva and another place in Makom HaSina, and the get is written only the shame of the Makom HaKsiva, so the get on its own is kosher because he wrote the name of the Baal and the Isha. But the Chathchila, you should write the shame of the Makom HaSina as well, so that they won't be motzi laz, that the Baal won't be motzi laz, they didn't write the get. But the Evid, if you didn't write the shame of the Makom HaSina, the get is going to be kosher. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is being mechadesh that if in the Makom HaKsiva they use both of his names, even the name that he's called there, and also the name of the Makom HaNasina, if you only write one of those names, even if you wrote the name of the Makom HaNasina, which is a more chashuv name than the name of the Makom HaKsiva, still b'diavad it's einu megreshes, because you didn't write the full name in the get. So the Ran rejects that shita. He suggests a different shita as to what exactly Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is being mechadesh, but at least on the surface it sounds like he's just telling us what we already knew from the Mishnah. Amar Avashi, Vude is Chazik Betray Shmi. The fact that you need to write Ploni, the Kol Shum Sheyeshlo, is only when the place in the place where he wrote the get, we know that in Makom HaNasina he has another name. But if we don't know that he has another name, then you don't need to save a Kol Shum Sheyeshlo. And even if we later find out that he has another name, the get's not going to be possible. Because since the get was written with a very well-known name in the Makom HaKsiva, and we don't know that there is another name, so they wrote the get Kedin. We're not going to second guess such a get. So Amalei Rabbi Abba L'Ravashi, Rabbi Mari, Rabbi Elazar, Kaimi Kavasech, that my great Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar, holds like you. Tanya Kavasech Ravashi, we have a Brice that supports Ravashi. Ha'ilo Shtei Noshmachs B'Yudavachs B'Galil. Guy has two wives, one in Yehuda and one in Galil. V'lo Shnei Shemelson, he has two names, Echad B'Yehuda V'Echad B'Galil, one in Yehuda, one in Galil. V'Girish Sistosh B'Yehuda B'Shmosh B'Yehuda, and he wrote a get while he was in Galil, in the name that he uses, that he's called by in Yehuda, which is where the get's going to be given, and he didn't write his name in the Galil, which is the Makom HaKsiva, Vesish Shab Galil Bishmo Shab Galil, and again, with the Makom HaNasina, he wrote the name that Shab Yehuda, which is the Makom HaKsiva, say, Enim Ugreshes Ad Shehigarish Sishu Shab Yehuda Bishmo Shab Yehuda. She's not divorced unless he's Megarish, his wife, that's in Yehuda, with the name that he's called in Yehuda, which is the Makom HaNasina, that's the real name, Vishem de Galil Limo, and he adds in the other name of Galil along with it. Ves Isha Shabagalil, Vishmo Shabagalil, that primarily he uses the name Shabagalil, Vishem de Yehuda Imo, and he adds on the Shem de Yehuda with it. Yotza Lamakom Acher, if the husband goes to another place that's not Yehuda or Galil, and over there they call him in by the name that he's called in Yehuda, and he writes a get over there, Tzim Magarish Shisho Vigirish Be'achan Mehen, and he writes a get with the name that he's called in that place, in the name in Yehuda, Megureshes. She's Megureshes, even though he didn't write the name of Galil, which is Makom HaNasina, which would be his primary name. Aiva Amrit Shem de Galil Imo. But wait a second, when he goes to another place and he's Megarish with a name that he's not called in the Makom HaNasina, why should she be Megureshes? Didn't we say in the first din of the Brisa that Shem de Galil Imo, that's what he's called in the Makom HaKsiva, and Kol Shekein in this case, where he has to write the name of the Galil, which is the Makom HaNasina, El Shema Mina, so it must be that there's a chiluk to be made, and the chiluk is the exact chiluk that Rav Ashi made, that Hadis Chazek, Hadalo is Chazek. The first case we're talking about, that they knew in Yehuda that he has another name in Galil, and therefore he needs to write that name, whereas when he went to Makom Acher, they didn't know that he has another name in Galil. So Shema Mina, you see that there is such a chiluk. Hayida Vakarula Miriam Uporta Sarah, there was a woman that most people called her Miriam, some people called her Sarah. Aminar Dai, so the people in Narda said that since most of the people call her Miriam, so the name Miriam is the Iker name, and therefore the get should write, should say, Miriam v'kol shum sheyeshla v'lo Sarah v'kol shum sheyeshla. You should identify which is the primary name and which is the secondary name. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Beis.